This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, Jose Feliciano does nothing the rest of the year. Well, boy, did he cash in now, huh? Oh, sing it, Jose. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Is there a better career to have than just writing like a hit holiday song that comes up for 1 month a year and you just cash in those royalty checks, as you said?
Well, the song, as of a few years ago, when I was still in the music business, it probably still is. But as of a few years ago, the song that generates the most money year after year after year for the owner of the song, which I believe, and Luke, you may want to double check this, because at some point Michael Jackson had bought the rights to White Christmas from Paul McCartney.
Well, he bought the Beatles rights.
McCartney bought everything back.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, so when Michael passed away.
So, like, literally it changed hands twice. It went from McCartney to Michael Jackson back to Paul McCartney?
Right. But White Christmas is the song that is most recorded around the world in, you know, hundreds of different languages and is played more year after year after year. If that were a stock, you know, and you owned a piece of White Christmas, you'd get rich every year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about White Christmas. I'm thinking about Feliz Navidad. You know, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Just, you hear the song, I'm saying 1 month. It's like a month and a half. You hear it some point, you know, mid-November through New Year's, and it gets played more than any other song does in a 10-month span the rest of the year. It is just, if you want a music career, it feels like the strategy is, that the angle I would take is just write a really, really, really good Christmas song and just bank on it getting played 10 times a day for like these 45 days.
But it's not just here.
It's everywhere in the world.
It's everywhere around the world.
I know. It seems like a great strategy. Who needs the best song in the summer when you could have the best song in December?
Mariah Carey, for those, if you are... All right, I'll use you, Dan. You're in what, your mid-20s?
I'm 27, yeah.
You're 27. Do you really remember Mariah Carey for any of her hits other than her Christmas song?
No, if you ask me to name a Mariah Carey song, that's number one. I mean, I know she's done other things. I'm not that, like, out of the loop, but that's her number one song. Like, that is the song she is known for best, and it's the song that gets played for, you know, I've heard All I Want for Christmas Is... I mean, you go out in the hub here, and, you know, you got our sister station B101 playing, or you get in the car.
That's Philadelphia's Christmas station.
I know, but I've heard All I Want for Christmas Is You, I think, 10 times a day for the last 3 weeks. And it won't get played again after New Year's, but who cares? I've heard that song more than I've heard any other song if you played it once a day from January through October.
And her live performances now are all based on her coming out in a Santa outfit. Well, it's a very provocative Santa outfit.
It's a hell of a marketing tool, I'll tell you.
It sure is. 94 WIP on this Christmas Eve. Ricky Ricardo with Buzz Wilson back at the ranch. And Luke Nichols producing our program. We're here until 6 o'clock for the guys, for Ike Spike and for Jack Fritz. Taking your calls at 215-592-9494. Base topic this afternoon has been... was it a blessing in disguise for the Eagles? Now that the smoke is cleared, you've had time to analyze the pros and cons, and you know the Lions beat the Bears. Was it sort of a blessing in disguise? And Dan will go over every angle again. as the show goes on.
And I was going to say, as well as our Twitter question,
yes.
Which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. In addition to, was it a blessing in disguise, the Eagles lost to the Commanders, which is what we opened the show with, our Twitter question is, did you gain a newfound appreciation for Jalen Hurts after seeing the Eagles play without him on Sunday? Ricky, we have close to 500 votes on this thus far in just the first hour. What do you think the percentage is so far is?
Newfound respect? I'd say about probably 70-30 in favor of newfound respect.
No, you're not far off. 78% so far saying they have gained a newfound appreciation for Jalen Hurts.
See, and that bothers me because that means we took him, you know, for granted. That a lot of us took him for granted. If it took him getting out of a game against the Commanders, a regular season game, if that's what it took for you to get a newfound respect for Jalen Hurts,
that means he was being disrespected before?
Yes. Yeah, I like I said, you know, when you asked me personally that question, a newfound respect, no. You kind of knew all along. Going into the season, okay, if we had one concern, and this was before we saw what Saquon was going to be like, and we know what A.J. Brown brings to the table, you know, we know what the Slim Reaper brings to the table. But if you'd have told me who's the one player you can least afford to lose to injury, it'd be Jalen Hurts, or am I crazy? So
I think you can make the argument for Saquon Barkley. I mean, if they lost Saquon Barkley, that is probably as close as you could ever come to the impact of losing a quarterback to a position player.
I said in the beginning of the season, before we knew.
Oh, sure. Start of the season, yes. Now.
Start of the season, if you'd have told me who is the one guy you can least afford to lose.
Yeah, every NFL team would say the same thing, their quarterback. Yeah,
it'd be Jalen Hurts. So I think the key word in that question is the newfound. And I've had the same, you know, view of Jalen Hurts myself all along. I mean, as Jalen Hurts go the Philadelphia Eagles, and do I need to give you a bigger example of the Super Bowl in Arizona a couple of years ago? I mean, if Jalen Hurts doesn't fumble, we win that game.
And we're talking about a different past couple of years of the Philadelphia Eagles. Because, I mean, who everything changes if they win that game. Yeah,
everything.
No, I hear what you're saying. I guess where I stand, just to kind of reset it here, why I found a newfound appreciation for him was not because of what he does in the passing game. I thought Pickett actually handled the load relatively well there. It was what the Commanders were able to do against Saquon Barkley in the run game, stacking the box, not really having to respect Pickett's legs, which is something I knew. I'm not pretending that I was not aware of that. But to actually see it unfold that way on Sunday, to see the impact that Jalen Hurts has, not so much on the depreciation at the quarterback position, but the depreciation at the running back position and the entire offense as a whole and the offensive line as well, that's what really struck me. It wasn't so much that I wasn't aware what was going to happen. It's how it happened that really stuck out to me. Yeah.
The Commanders' words, they were sending everybody at Saquon. They'd rather get beat by a Kenny Pickett 25-yard run.
Because they knew they didn't have to respect Pickett the way they would have to respect Hurts. But it wasn't because of his arm. It was because of his legs.
Right. It was just crazy to see. Like, they could have cared less if Kenny Pickett, which he never kept it, but even if he did, he would have had so much space
they'll
to work
recover,
with. They
did they'll not be fine.
Care.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get a safety over there. You get a corner over there that can drag him down. Every other linebacker and D lineman was going towards Saquon.
The threat was not there, and that's what really stuck.
I think we're all on the same page. I think we all three of us and the majority of the callers and people, you know, answering the question, I think we're all on the same page. The only reason I'm saying, you know, that I'm on the other side is because I'm using that word newfound. I kind of felt this all along. Now, it developed right before our very eyes on Sunday afternoon. You know, the defensive coordinator changed the game plan.
And it came out before my very eyes in a more drastic way than I would have anticipated.
Oh, okay.
And that's really where I think we differ. That's why I worded it this way. That's why, to me, it was a newfound appreciation than what I even had previously. Not because I was disrespecting Hurts, because I gained another level of respect for the guy, seeing what he brings with his legs and the the difference between him and Kenny Pickett.
All right, so that's the Mark's Jewelers question of the day?
That is the Mark's Jewelers Twitter question of the day.
All right, and I recommend if you've got a special someone, you know, it is Christmas Eve, you know, Mark's Jewelers, get some ice. Get them a little diamond. You know, something in gold.
This would be a real last-second purchase.
Yeah, it's never too last-second to pull it off.
Spend a little loot.
Ah, New Year's is coming up, too.
Yeah.
Never a bad time.
Never a bad time. Frankie's in Horsham. Hello, Frankie.
Yes, hi, Ricky. How are you?
I am well. Yourself? Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Kwanzaa,
you.
However way you're celebrating.
Oh, I'm celebrating fine, and I went to my mother's grave this morning, put some flowers on it. My
there
mother did love you.
Attaboy.
And she don't even know you.
Attaboy. Well, you know, she's listening somewhere. So, Frankie's mom, thank you very much. And, you know, may you live in eternity in peace.
I got an issue. Okay. The Eagles' defensive line. Had the defensive line coach said to Nick Sirianni 2 weeks ago, I'll handle it. We got an undisciplined defensive line, and that's going to be the death of us, my opinion.
Now, when you refer to undisciplined, you're talking about the personal Jaylen fouls Clark. And the unsportsmanlike and things of that nature?
Yes.
Dan, what do you think? Do you want to take the edge off these guys, or do you just let it be and risk, you know, roll the dice?
No, I don't think you have to take the edge off the guys, but the personal foul penalties have gotten a little out of control.
It's and it's costing the game.
And it's costing him unnecessary yardage. I mean, that can't, and I would imagine Vic Fangio is a pretty disciplined guy. I was actually listening to his press conference before we went on the air today. He was relatively relaxed when asked about it. I would hope that behind closed doors, he's saying, listen, Jaylen Carter, listen, CJGJ, listen to the entire defensive room. I'm all for you guys being intense, but the smack talk that's getting you guys flagged, the unnecessary roughness, like Jaylen Carter in the game a couple of weeks ago against the Steelers.
Carter's throwing punches after the play.
Like that's just not, that's not the edge. That's just being stupid. Like, you can
it
have an
stupid,
edge and be smart.
So what are we going to do about it?
Well, it comes down to coaching. It comes down to, listen, like you can't do that. You're going to cost your team yardage.
Right.
You're going to cost your team a game. You're going to extend possession.
Do you think the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys?
I do, yeah.
No, I do. I do, yeah. What, are the Cowboys
not?
All of a sudden awakened?
The Eagles are 9.5-point favorites as of right now.
Yeah, I'd be stunned. Stunned
if
the Cowboys.
Is Jaylen Carter going to come out and throw punches after he makes a tackle?
I mean, I really hope. Listen, Frankie, what you're saying is not to be, like, joked off. I think it's legitimately serious. But regardless, I don't think that's going to be a reason. And appreciate the call, Frankie, as we just lost him there. Like, I don't think that's a reason they don't beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm confident, relatively confident in saying, and this is another question I'll bounce off you, Ricky, of like, let's say they do have to go with Kenny Pickett this week. Let's say that Jalen Hurts does not clear the concussion protocol. Doesn't seem like we'll have an answer on that until Thursday or Friday. You know, let's say Kenny Pickett is officially the starter. You'll see that line move a little bit. What is your confidence level in Kenny Pickett going and beating the Dallas Cowboys? Because that evens the playing field a little bit. The Cowboys have been playing with a backup quarterback almost all year.
I was going to say, it's their backup against our backup. And Kenny got enough reps this past Sunday. Remember, he came in very early in the game. He came in ice cold. I think we saw enough of what Pickett can do against a Dallas defense who... Look, Baker Mayfield was, you know, had some success. We've seen guys have success against the Dallas defense. They've got some guys hurt. Although Micah Parsons has, you know, maybe reclaimed, you know, his reputation as one of the top defenders, and they're going to have to pay him in the offseason. He's been playing much, much better. But, you know, they've got their holes, too, on defense. I'm very confident. I'm put it this way: if going into this game, I would have been 100% confident with Hurts, then I'm a good 97% confident going into this game with Pickett that they can beat this Dallas Cowboy team.
Which is all the more reason. I mean, Hurts has to clear concussion protocol anyway, but he has to clear concussion protocol anyway, but if he's not absolutely 100% ready to go, if there's any risk of him further injuring himself, I'm not bringing him out for Dallas. I'm definitely, if they clinch up the division this week, I'm not bringing him up for the game against the Giants. There's probably a good chance that the next time Jalen Hurts will and should play is that wild card game, likely to be against the Commanders.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. Let's go to Ron in Overbrook. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Mr. Ricardo, thanks for taking my call.
Mr. Ricardo would have been my dad. You can call me Ricky.
Ricky, what's up? I know you always say that. I keep forgetting. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I hear you guys keep talking about the defense stuff. I don't hear anybody talking about Vic Fangio's ability. Well, not his ability, but his willingness to make that adjustment. Remember when we played Tampa Bay and they kept saying that Jalen couldn't read the defense? And what they did with Jalen was they didn't rush him. He just surrounded and made a pocket and kept him and made him a pocket passer. Excuse me. Well, I need to see Vic Fangio do that. That's my biggest concern because we struggle with running quarterbacks, and I don't see him doing that. We got emotional Sunday. He was talking smack. They really wanted to put the young buck on his back. Couldn't do that. Consequently, every time we ran past the quarterback, he ran up the middle and gassed us. And that's happened to us before, and it's been happening to us all season. If we don't make that adjustment, that's the most important thing. We will have trouble. Now, we don't have many traveling quarterbacks or running quarterbacks coming up in the playoffs, except for maybe if we see like a Josh Allen or somebody like that, but that would be Super Bowl time. So, but anybody else, I'm not really concerned about, with the exception of Tampa Bay. Because Todd Bowles seems to have Jalen's number. So that's my biggest concern and worry going forward. I'm not worrying about us losing to Washington. In fact, I'm glad we lost to Washington and not the stinking Cowboys. By the way, Dallas sucks. And the football team's bad too. Okay? So there. Now I said it out loud.
You've been to the city of Dallas? I take it you didn't enjoy yourself?
Hold on. I got to recant a little bit because Fort Worth is kind of nice. But Dallas sucks. So there.
The team sucks. The city's fine.
Arlington, you had a better time at the cattle thing that they have in Fort Worth. That's a lot of fun over there.
It is a lot of fun in Fort Worth. I ain't going to lie. But yeah. Dallas still sucks, so I'm going to ride with that. I'm going to die on that hill.
As far as Todd Bowles and the Bucks have done, probably have done the best job game planning against Jalen Hurts, going back, three,
couple,
four games.
2021, when they played Brady in the playoff game.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bowles' defense has been probably the best game planned against Hurts' skill set that I've seen in the league. You're probably right about that.
So we need to incorporate that when we go to see Washington again, because I got a feeling we're going to see them again in this third game, in this third matchup, and we're going to have that type of discipline to not rush him, to not want to put him on his back. Let him run to us, and we'll beat them hands down with no problem.
What's the God-given talent that you have? Answer Dan's off-topic question.
Hey, this is a family show, man. I can't say. Young Bird.
That's a winner. Yeah. We have a winner from Ron, strictly on the implication.
You knew someone
was going to go there. Someone had to do it. I'm surprised it took until 3:50.
Yeah, but surprised. Ron, bring the bell for Ron.
Ron takes it off the board.
Steve is in Willow Grove. Stevie, how are you, baby?
Slick Rick and Buzz.
What's up, Steve?
The dynamic duo.
How about that Slick Rick and Buzz? I like that.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
So, hey, Ricky, real fast, before we get started here, with Luke, can't we get him some lessons, some singing lessons, and bring him in as a Barry White cover?
Who's the...
I've gotten Barry White multiple times since. It's like the third time I've gotten Barry White.
Yeah, but no. Who's the country singer that reads the commercials for the kids for the foundations for the kids on TV? The big cowboy hat. Got the real pipes.
Blake Shelton, maybe?
No, I don't know.
I don't think, but I'm just...
No. Blake Shelton is married to, what's her name?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Jelly Roll? Not Jelly Roll, no.
No.
We'll look at it in the break. But
he's on the commercial for the Tunnel to Towers and for the kids. What's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. He's got a very similar voice to Luke.
Yeah, man, we just got to get him some lessons and take him out on the road, Ricky, and he's Barry White all over the place, man.
Dierks Bentley. Oh, well, that's what popped up. I don't know who it is. That's what popped up when I searched it.
Hey, Rick, one other question.
The Shriner, pull up voice of Shriner's commercial, Dan.
Luke will be on it in the break. Steve, yeah, what do you want to say?
Rick, real fast. Rick James or Prince, did they ever do any Christmas songs?
Good question. I don't remember. I don't think Rick may have produced The Temptations or been part of the production of Silent Night that The Temptations did when he was working with them. I don't remember if Prince ever did a Christmas song per se. I'd have to go through the collection, but if either one of them did record a Christmas song, it never really broke through. I can tell you that.
Yeah, all right. I'm just trying to picture Rick James doing a Christmas song, you know? But
yeah,
that's another story.
there's a better shot of Rick than Prince, maybe. Prince was a Jehovah's Witness, so, you know, now that I think about it, he may have, I don't know, do Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate the same way? I don't know. Now, do you think, now that I'm, you know, you're bringing it up, Prince was a Jehovah's Witness. So
well,
I think Jehovah's
so
Witness celebrate Christmas the same way. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know that. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen.
What's a God-given talent you have?
Well, your previous caller, I was going to go there, but I'm going to sidetrack that. We have a Christmas tree up all year long, and we're celebrating Christmas all the time here in my household.
Now, is there a particular reason you don't take it down? Is it a real tree, and you have, you know?
Nah, it's an artificial tree. You know?
And you keep it lit all year?
Every day we fire it up. It's, you know, you never know when the big guy's going to show up with a gift for the grandkids, so we got to be ready.
See, that's an interesting angle. Now, I don't know if that's Dan, does that qualify as a
appreciate the call, Steve. I don't know if that's a talent.
Feels like more of a choice.
That feels like more of a choice and an interesting one at that. I don't know if is anyone really in the holiday spirit on March 17th?
Yeah, 4th of July with a Christmas tree.
So well, there is Christmas madness with the Christmas tree.
Yeah, opening day of the tournament, it's you get the Christmas tree fire. And it's an artificial tree. It's not even like it's a real one.
The present is the first 12-5 upset that happens.
That's always what it is. And then you have opening day, light up the Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Memorial Day, you got to light up the Christmas tree.
You get a tree for everything. Why not?
June 4th, why not have a Christmas tree?
Let's do it. Also, I found the country singer. It's Trace Adkins.
That's who it is.
Trace Adkins.
All right. Now, that guy, I wish I had his
That guy's
pipes.
Got pipes.
Oh, my. Yeah, he makes me and Luke sound like a kindergarten choir.
All right, we might have to come back with some Trace Adkins here.
Find some Trace Adkins. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right.
215-592-9494. We're halfway through our little Merry Christmas merriment here on this December 24th, 2024. Buzz will be the pilot for the rest of the show for the next couple hours. We'll co-pilot with the young buck coming up for the next 2 hours. Taking your calls, 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 355.